Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. This is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and I'm expecting my co-host, the Fat Man Rob Fatone, to call in hopefully just about any time now. And also, in about 15 minutes, we will be joined by Monster Factory Pro Wrestling founder and owner, Danny Cage. But before we get to that action, acknowledge the fact that WrestleMania 1 main event referee and boxing legend Muhammad Ali passed away over the weekend at the age of 74. Champ, rest in peace. And now let's get to the fun. Callers, I know you're out there and you're already lining up. Already got two people on the line waiting to call, maybe waiting to talk later in the hour to Danny Cage. It's going to be a great show tonight. Before Danny Cage calls in, before Fat Man Rob calls in and try to claim this is HFW Radio, this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a special shout out to former co-host and possibly future co-host Justin Green for calling in last week, making it a very interesting show. And that's all I gotta say about that, because he made it. Having myself, my current co-host, and my former co-host just made things so perfectly interesting that what I call great radio. And remember, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to the host, if you want to talk to the guests, please remember you got to press 1. If you just want to sit there and listen, that's great, too. You're just grabbing my numbers up, and I appreciate that more than anything. Because without the numbers, I'm doing it for no reason, really. And I want to have a reason to keep this show going for as long as I can. It's not free to run this show, and I want to get my money's worth. So, thank you to all my callers. And if you'd like to sponsor Matt Chat, shoot me a message on Facebook. Maybe we can work something out. I do have PayPal. We can very possibly work on a payment plan where you can sponsor Matt Chat and get your, if you're a wrestling promotion, you can get your promotion mentioned weekly, or any shows, well, obviously any shows mentioned weekly, special events, anything. And if you're a company, you will get your company mentioned. If you're any kind of company, you will get your company mentioned on a weekly basis several times during our hour show. But again, approximately 11:15, Monster Factory Pro Wrestling founder and owner Danny Cage will be calling in to Matt Chat. Still waiting on the fat man Rob Fatone to call in. Don't know why he hasn't called in yet. He's usually... he usually calls in right after I do, so... I really have no idea where he's at. But as soon as our guest or co-host calls in, I promise the show will get a whole lot more interesting. While I have a few minutes, I do want to mention that as far as full-time managing goes, I would consider myself officially done. Well, I said this last week, but I want to say it again. I will, if somebody wants to book me for a one-time special show or just a special appearance, you can message me. We can try to work something out, but as far as doing anything long term, I'm done with that. My health is just not what it used to be, and I hate that, but currently that's the situation. If that ever changes, if I'm ever able to return to a more active schedule, I will let everybody know, because I will be happier to crap turn to a more active schedule than I would currently be able to do right now. But once again, and I said last week that I would have some big announcements coming up in the weeks and months to come, and I will have some major announcements in the weeks, and well, it'll probably be months away right now because I'm still working on everything that I want to announce. And I would like to announce everything all at once, but we will see what happens. Last week I announced that I will be doing talent representation. Now, one of my callers just dropped off the line. I can understand that. Nobody wants to listen to me ramble on. I can certainly understand that. I will be doing talent representation. So if you want to get your name out there, want to get booked in places that you are not currently being booked shoot me a message on Facebook, hit up the Matt Chat page, there's an Ace Diamond page, there's a Diamond Enterprises page. If you want to contact me about any of the talent representation that I'm going to be getting into, contact me through any of those pages. I read messages off all of those pages when I get them. So message me, tell me what you want. We can discuss my fee, which really depends on the payment that you receive. I will, of course, as your representative, I will be willing to negotiate and bound to negotiate, and I will even have a talent representation agreement drawn up for you specifically, and it will be a signed, sealed, delivered agreement between the two of us. So message me and I will do business with just about anybody. So if that sounds interesting to anybody, message me and we'll get something done. So we're just waiting a couple more minutes for Monster Factory Pro Wrestling founder and owner Danny Cage still wondering where my co-host is tonight. If he's not gonna show up, I may have to hurt him. Does show up, because I don't want to hurt him. He's really a good co-host, normally. He's the third best co-host I've ever had, if anybody ever pays attention. Well, you know what that means. But anyway, yeah, I'm just giving him crap because he's not listening or not calling in or not awake or something. So just a couple minutes away here, we will be hopefully joined by Monster Factory Pro Wrestling founder and owner Danny Cage. Well, if you want to call in, if you're listening and you want to call in and you have questions for Danny Cage, the phone number to call in is, and I should have given this already, and that's my fault for slacking on that one. The number to call in is 323-870-3411. Again, that's 323-870-3411. And this is one of those times where I really wish we had some buffer music or something, because this would be a great time to go to a commercial. This will also be a really good time to have sponsors, but once again, that's not the case right now, but maybe somebody will hear this show and decide they would like to sponsor Matt Chat, and we can make up a commercial and I can fill in some time so that I don't have to talk so much, because I'm personally not used to talking so much. And I run out of things to say because sometimes my brain doesn't want to work. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to talk to the host, please press 1 and I will get to you as soon as possible. And I'm sure that after I'm done with the questions for Danny Cage, he may be willing to take some questions from the audience, but right now, still waiting for him to call in. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe, without knowing for sure, we do have a caller on the air. I do believe this is our very special guest, Danny Cage.
This is him.
Mr. Cage, welcome to Matt Chat.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Well, it's just me tonight, but we had a hard time connecting.
Really?
Well,
I think
you and
I
have.
You're making things up. Nah, I'm just kidding with you, brother.
And our other listener just dropped off the air, but forget them.
Let's not worry about that. Let's just have a good discussion. What do you got on your mind?
Well, I want to know about the Monster Factory, because I really don't know a whole lot about it.
All right, well, we have a
wrestling school. I'm sure my listeners would like to know about it.
All right, no problem. I'm gonna inform you. I'll give you the soup to nuts, the what we're all about and what we preach, and pretty much I don't think you'll have any questions after I'm done, but basically I started it up in 2011, and we had zero students, no rings, no building, and right now we're sitting with 3 rings, about 35 students. We run 2 monthly shows. We have super camps coming up in August. We just had one in April. We had so far in the 5 years I've taken control of the Monster Factory, we've had in Les Thatcher, Rip Rogers, Bob Evans, Gerald Briscoe, Kevin Kelly, Delirious, Jay Lethal, a slew of others to help out and with coaching. And right now the current coaches are myself, QT Marshall, who is a Monster Factory alumni and who wrestled for Ring of Honor, Punisher Martinez, who's a Monster Factory alumni and is currently wrestling for Ring of Honor, Bill Wiles, who's a Monster Factory graduate and wrestled for ECW, and the Blue Meanie, who wrestled for the WWE and ECW. We train everybody for a career in pro wrestling. It's not we don't treat it as a hobby. You don't get to come and go as you please. You communicate with me daily. You let me know why you can't come in, and there's really only a couple excuses why you don't come in. One of them is you're sick. Another one is another family member sick, like a baby. You can't get a babysitter or something like that. Work, or that you're dead. You don't get to miss training because, you know, a family member comes into town. You don't get to miss training because you want to go see a movie. You don't get the Miss Training because it's your birthday. This is a career. This is your dream, not mine. And my job is to, you know, some people just said, no, your job is to train them. No, my job is to find them a career in professional wrestling and give them every opportunity they possibly can to get that career in professional wrestling. So I treat it like that. So you either follow the rules or you get out. We are in a unique position where we try to work with every company we can. We don't just worry about ourselves. We have an open door policy where, you know, our guys go and train over at Ring of Honor. We've even had a Ring of Honor seminar. Their ring broke and they called us up and they came over and finished their seminar at our place. I've been invited to the Performance Center, went down there and spoke with Canyon Seaman and got a tour of the place and talked about, you know, sending our students there for tryouts and such. And I'll be flying to Orlando next week, hopefully, and talking to some different people in Orlando. So, you know, we are trying to up the game. Most wrestling schools in the past have just wanted to take your money, show you a couple moves, and you're out the door. We're actually treating this as a career. So I think that's what's setting us apart and actually letting everybody know. And I'll say, like I always say, it's either up your game or get out of the way. You know, step up or just get out of the way because, you know, we're doing things the right way and we don't make any apologies for anything. Is that about sum it up for you, brother?
That sums that up for me, absolutely. What is your background in professional wrestling? Because
I trained at the Monster Factory back in 98 and I wasn't anything special. I was just, you know, an average indie wrestler, and I got injured, and I would always come around, and always had a great mind for wrestling. I, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be a professional wrestler, and I prepared myself for it. Not like some of the kids we have. Like when I knew I wanted to be a professional wrestler right away, I started amateur wrestling. I started studying match tape, researching. I was working on promos, studying match tape, writing up things, different ideas, getting my nutrition on point, you know, everything I could to get ready for professional wrestling. That was going to be my career. But I got injured, and at the time I got a great job working with a union, and I was making close to six figures at the age of 25. So I stepped away, and in 2011 I got a chance to make the Monster Factory what I always wanted it to be. And boom, lo and behold, we're thriving and we got great things going on. You know, it's funny because I'm friends with X-Pac and I said, you know, what should I say when all these people want to know, like, you know, what did you ever do in wrestling? And he goes, it doesn't matter. He's like, dude, you know what you're doing. And he's like, you know, John Madden never played a snap of football. So don't even worry about what anybody says. So I just heed that advice, and I'm friends with Stone Cold, and he said that. He said, if anyone ever says, you know, you're not qualified, he's like, you can tell them to kiss my, you know, MF and ass, because you know what you're doing. So I know what I'm doing, and it doesn't matter about, you know, I know plenty of great wrestlers that don't know how to coach. And too many people worry about the moves in the ring when that is about 5% of the actual business of professional wrestling. And I think we cover everything and we make sure everybody's prepared. And if the person is not up to snuff and they're not going to go up to their end of the bargain with training for us, we'll cut them loose and we'll kick them out. And because I'm about into protecting my name and doing what's right for wrestling. And if I think that you're not going to be right for pro wrestling, I'll just kick you out. I don't care.
That sounds like a great approach.
Yep,
I think there are too many people who try and just don't have near what it takes. Everybody gets it. I live in an area that everybody that wants to be a pro wrestler pretty much. If you own a pair of boots or shooters, you're a pro wrestler.
Where do you live at?
I live in Southwest Ohio, the Cincinnati area, basically.
Okay. Did you train?
I didn't. I was a ring announcer and a manager. I'm also physically disabled, so I had very limited training.
Okay.
Just things that I could do.
Hey, but you're contributing and you're doing your thing. I respect that. Awesome.
Right. So, and I've actually been physically unable to do anything for the better part of the past 2 years. So I've been hosting my show, and I actually just brought the show back about 6 weeks ago. But
well, that's good. Like I said, at least you're contributing. You're getting things going. You know, you're working with your creativity and stuff like that. I mean, it's very admirable.
Well, I appreciate that.
Listen, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of people that will just sit on their asses, you know, who don't have any physical deficiencies or anything, and just talk about what they should do and what they shouldn't do and blah, blah, blah. But here you are, and you say you can barely move and do all these things, and here you are doing what you're doing. So if anyone, you know, gives you a hard time, do like Stone Cold says, tell them to kiss your MF and ass.
I like that. So talk more about this clinic you got coming up in August.
It's going to be awesome, dude. It's August 19th through the 21st. It's not like any other camp. I've been to a bunch of camps. We're in a unique position because our school is so big, and we have showers in there and bathrooms and air conditioning, heating, air conditioning, Wi-Fi, you know, the works, and plenty of space, and it's wall-to-wall amateur mats on the floor where we say, hey, if you're coming to our camp, you can actually spend a night here for 3 days, save yourself on hotel rooms, motel rooms. We'll actually pick you up from the airport, save you from, you know, having to be picked up from the airport and get in the car and stuff like that. Plus, it's very cheap. It's 3 days of training plus a show with all kinds of different trainers, and it's only $150. I mean, what's so sad about this, though, is we have more people coming from out of state than we do coming from New Jersey. We have people coming from Virginia, Malta, Honolulu, Texas. I mean, we have so many people coming from all over, and we have so much space in there where we can run 90 people in there easily, and it be very efficient. Like I said, we have three wrestling rings there, amateur mats, plus a full weight room. So we call it the MF Super Camp, the Monster Factory Super Camp, but the MF Super Camp for short. But I mean, that's exactly what it is, and we're trying to step it up right now. We have Matt Wichlinski. He was the strength and conditioning coach of NXT. He'll be coming in. We have Brutal Bob Evans, who is one of the guys who sits on the panels during the Ring of Honor camps, plus he's a Ring of Honor roster member. And he's been everywhere and does everything. He's a great wrestling mind and a great guy to boot. We got Les Thatcher, a great friend of mine, one of the first guys that I bought in, along with like Rip Rogers and Jerry Briscoe. Because, like I said, people thought I couldn't train people, so I said, you know what, I'll bring the greatest people in, and I'll see if they pick me apart and they want to treat me like shit, but they didn't because they realized I knew what I was doing. Plus, we have Rudy Boy Gonzalez just got added, which I'm so happy about. I just met him a couple weeks ago. He's going to come from Texas, and he's going to bring some people with him from Texas. And we have a couple other surprises I really can't talk about. All I can say is SummerSlam will be in New York that weekend, so that's all I'll say. And plus our regular coaches. So it's going to be insane, And for people passing it up, once it's over, they're going to kick themselves in the ass about it. So I'm highly entertained at that. They're just idiots who listen to too many people telling them it's a waste of money or you got this or you got that. Like, I hear a lot of people saying, like, I have a booking that weekend. And the thing is, like, I've had our wrestlers who have bookings and other things, but if they had an opportunity, I said, go do that. Go do it now. Because this is about making a name and doing things great. There's going to be some of the greatest people around in here. And for them not to take advantage of it because they supposedly have a booking, it just says who they work for. Because I know if someone came to me and told me about the opportunity, I would not say, no, don't do it. I mean, I've had people that wanted to do our Ring of Honor camp, and I've let them go with tuition payments just so they could have the money to do the Ring of Honor camp. So, I mean, it's all about sacrifice. And like I say, if you're not going to invest in yourself, why should anybody else? And if you're going to waste...
Absolutely.
And if you're going to waste a possible 72 hours of a camp so you can wrestle for 10 minutes, that tells me everything I need to know about you.
Absolutely. And just those names that you mentioned makes me wish that, well, I know for a fact I couldn't participate, but
why not?
The physical disability.
I know, but you could get there. Could you get there?
It's a possibility.
Well, get here. We have people coming in that are commentators, refs, people that just want to learn production. We teach it all.
You know, I may attempt to do that because it definitely
don't
sounds
attempt
like
to do it.
I'll get the money together. I will get.
You don't have to get
guys.
Money together. You don't have to get money together. You show up and you're in.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
I'll try
you
to
show
get
up, you're
I'll
in.
I'll try to get a couple of my boys and get their
take
money
a road
together.
Trip.
And
take a road trip. They can pay. You're in for free. Take a road trip. Have a good time. Make a weekend of it. And get to experience some cool shit.
Like I said, I will talk to my boys.
You don't talk to them. You let them know. You lay down the law. You say, listen to this right now, what Danny Cage says. And you say, do it. How's that?
I like you. The longer this goes, the more I like you. I swear. The longer this interview goes, the more I like you.
Thank you, brother. Same goes for me, man. You're a good guy.
Oh, so another thing I want to touch on, because I always like to get the opinions of inside the business, is what is your opinion on the current state of the product overall?
Pro wrestling or the WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor?
Pro wrestling, I guess. That's
I think it's constantly transforming itself into what it should be. People have a real problem with saying it's sports entertainment. It is sports entertainment. And for you not to think it's sports entertainment, that is a detriment. It is absolutely sports entertainment. I think that's actually a genius way of describing it. I think the biggest problem we have is that we still try to fool the fans into thinking it's legitimate. Same way we would have a huge problem if we're trying to give me a movie that's out in the movies right now, if you know of. Okay, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, how's that? All right.
That's exactly
imagine,
what I was going to say. So.
Okay, all right, imagine, right, you're going to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and there's a press conference, and they're convincing you. A legitimate press conference. They're trying to convince you that these turtles came from an experiment and they're real. Would you go into that movie, or would you just go, are these guys kidding me? This is ridiculous. Right? You know, like, who's one of the, who's the girl in there? Megan Fox?
Right? Yes.
Is that her name? Yeah, she's hot as can be, right? Like, she was also in Transformers, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so she's not, like, hiding that she's an actress and that she's actually, like, got kids with David Austin Green and stuff like that. You know, she's not going out and doing press conferences as April O'Neil, right? She's just Megan Fox. You know, the guy who plays Casey Jones isn't pretending to be Casey Jones at a press conference or out in the street or on Facebook or on Twitter. So the more we do that, the more people go, I feel like a child if I follow this. But if we go curtain to curtain, the bell rings to the bell rings, the show's over, and we're in character, and then afterwards we can be who we are, that'll make it that much more attractive to people because they can relate to that. Just like they do actors. Robert De Niro does not go on interviews and such, smacking people around and hitting with baseball bats. You know, he's just Robert De Niro. You know, he's just himself. So I just think we need to treat it as what it is, which is an art form, and that it's unbelievable and it takes talent, and slip the curtain back even more and expose the business in a way that where we get more fans as opposed to just the converted kids that grow up and still love it. I want to grab everybody, you know?
You
That's
know,
my
that,
take on it.
You know, I never actually thought of it that way, but you're right.
Yeah,
I'm pretty smart. The other way. I looked at it the other way, but...
Because you know what? You know what? Just think of this. I was at a bar one time years ago. Oddly enough, I'm at a bar right now. But years ago, I was at a bar, and I was at the bar, sitting at the bar, and I'm watching. They're flipping through the channels because sports wasn't on, and what's this called came on, Scarface, and everybody at the bar is watching Scarface and they're reciting the lines and everyone's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. And I'm looking around and I was like, this is hilarious. And I go, why? I go, because nobody's saying, you know, that's not real blood. You know, that's really not cocaine he's snorting. You know, Tony Montana's really Al Pacino. You know, this is fake. Why? Because they don't treat it like it's real after it's over. But if you put on pro wrestling, they'll nudge you on the shoulders and they'll go, look at that. It's, I mean, you know, it's fake and all, but, like, I mean, they're really good athletes. And that's it. They almost have to justify why they're watching it. No one justified why they were watching Al Pacino pretend he's a Cuban and shooting people and snorting cocaine off a desk. No one did that. But if you watch pro wrestling, they have to justify why they're watching it. So that's the biggest wake-up call I ever had.
Hmm. I was never looked at it that way. Apparently, that is very good. That wow. Come on, Frank.
That's all right, man. How about I just tell you about what we did tonight at training?
Sounds good to me.
All right, here's what we did. We got in. We usually open the doors. Well, we always open the doors. We open the doors at 7 p.m. We have full access to the weight room till 7 to about 7:55. Then everyone has to get prepared to do warm-ups. Warm-ups are some light jog, some cardio, some drills, some rolling, and everything like that. So that's what we did tonight. We did some warm-ups, light cardio rolls, a lot of stand-ups, squats, push-ups. Then we get in the ring, we do some rolls and some drop downs. 10 drop downs in one ring by yourself, then 10 drop downs with somebody else in the other ring. Then you sprint down to the end of the gym with a medicine ball and sprint back. But then after all that, what I did was nobody could do any wrestling until everybody cut a promo that I deemed acceptable. The reason being is if I told somebody to get in that ring and give me a tackle, drop down, leaf out, hip toss, they wouldn't look around. They wouldn't say, hold on, let me think about it. I'm kind of embarrassed doing this. Wait a minute, hold on. I don't have my thoughts together. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me think about this. But if you ask someone to cut a promo, that's exactly what they do. So I need to condition our students to always have tons of promos in their back pocket. Always. Always. So some of them had a couple in their pocket, and others were flat as could be. And it was very disheartening, but very encouraging with other people. So this is going to be a regular occurrence because these people don't realize that if you watch Monday Night Raw, most of it is talking, not wrestling. So not only that, if you get hurt, what can you always do? Talk. You can't always wrestle. So
that's very true.
I'm going to make sure they have careers in professional wrestling. They will hate me. I don't give a shit. They're going to have a career in professional wrestling, and part of that career is talking. I don't care if there's exceptions to characters that don't talk a lot. They are exceptions for a reason. I don't teach exceptions. What I do is I train people for careers in professional wrestling. Sooner or later, other people catch on, and I hope they do. But until then, we will be the ones that do it this way. If they don't like it, they can go find another place to play professional wrestler. How's that?
That was very good. I think I know of somebody in this area who does a very similar style of teaching. And he was actually trained by one of your guests at the upcoming clinic. So
who's that?
He was trained by Les Thatcher, actually.
Who? BJ?
Cody Hawk.
Who's that?
Cody Hawk.
Oh, yeah. Cody Hawk, who also worked with Moxley, Dean Ambrose.
Yes, he did.
Yep. I don't know him. I've never met him, but I know of him.
Right. I've known Cody for a few years now. He's really nice.
Seems like a great guy.
Is a great guy, great mind for the business.
Awesome. All right, what else you got, brother? I'm ready to talk. You just say the word. What happened to your co-host? What happened?
I don't know. As soon as this show ends, I'm going to find out because 45 minutes into the show.
Weren't you guys like supposed to do something for like Muhammad Ali and stuff?
Yeah, I thought so, but, you know.
Did you get to do that?
I did myself, but.
What'd you say about him?
I just said that he was participated in very first WrestleMania, a boxing legend.
Oh, nothing about wrestling. Speak from the heart, kid. What do you got on Muhammad Ali? What's your thoughts on him?
Well, since I was pretty much born after his career ended, unfortunately.
What year were you born?
I think he... 1980.
Man, you're young, huh?
I'm a little young. I'm 36.
Yeah, man, I'm 42.
Yeah, I'm a little young.
Nah, I'm just kidding with you. So what's your thoughts on Muhammad Ali?
I think he was the greatest boxer of all time.
Well, I didn't even care about his boxing. I just loved his political stances. I liked him standing up for people. I liked him just like giving the finger to everybody and doing what he was supposed to do.
I like people like that too.
I like, you know, everyone called him a draft dodger. He wasn't a draft dodger. He said he's not going. That's not dodging a draft. That's him saying, I'm not going. You know, people like Joe Namath that were playing professional football were deemed unfit to serve in the military, ironically.
but they're playing in the NFL. They were deemed unfit to serve in the military, or some people were taking deferments, or they were going to Switzerland or Canada and running, or miraculously family members were finding money to have them go to college so they didn't get drafted and stuff like that. And then Muhammad Ali just says, I'm not going. You know, so I just love that he took that stance. He's probably responsible for getting the draft removed, which all of us can thank them for that. But I think that we'd have a lot less wars right now if the draft was still there.
I think we might, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because now they just say, oh, you're a volunteer. But if the people that love war all of a sudden have their kids taken off to war, yeah, that would get real quiet real quick. It's real easy to sit back and play armchair quarterback in, U.S. history and the military and all this stuff when your kid isn't in there. But if your kid's there, or your wife's there, or your husband's there, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants to know what's going on. But everybody thinks they can wave that flag. They can wave that flag, and they can put that yellow ribbon magnet on their car, and that means they support the troops, even though that magnet was made in China. But that's okay. It is what it is. So I commend Muhammad Ali for taking that stance and basically giving up 3.5 years of his life and a ton of money and the prime of his career to say, no, I'm not going. I'm not fighting. I'm not killing somebody. So I don't think that's cowardly at all. I think that's the bravest thing you could possibly ever do.
You know, I actually agree with that because I don't think that was a cowardly move at all. And I didn't acknowledge his death, even though I probably should have, but what did you think when you heard that Kimbo Slice passed away last night?
I couldn't believe it. I was on Twitter, and I saw Sean Waltman X-Pac tweet about it, and he's like, I hope I didn't hear what I just heard, and I'm friends with MVP, and MVP liked him, and he said he was a great guy. I never met him. I didn't know much about him. So put it this way, if MVP and X-Pac like him, he's an all right guy in my book because they're two great judges of character and two of my favorite guys. But I didn't know much about him. I used to always watch his fighting online on YouTube. And I'd always say if he ever went to, MMA, he'd get his ass kicked, which he did. You know, but he made some good money, and, you know, that's awesome. But do you know, I don't even know what he died from. Do you know what he died from?
I heard it was a heart attack.
Oh, man, 42. You know, everybody will say it's drugs and it's this and it's that, but you never know anymore. I mean, you know, I've had heart problems. I don't do drugs. My wife has heart problems right now. She doesn't do drugs, and my wife's father died at age 42 of a heart attack, and he didn't do drugs. So for somebody to all of a sudden pounce on it if they say it's drugs, I don't know. I'm sure the toxicology will let everybody know, but I don't think anybody should speculate. I would just say it's unfortunate, and, it sucks.
Yeah, right.
What's that?
I wasn't his biggest fan, but it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He was talented.
Up. You don't expect it.
No, not at all.
Oh, so man. What time's this? Go ahead.
We still got 10 minutes, unless you need to leave early, which is totally fine.
I was going to leave in a couple minutes just because I got to head out soon. You got any other questions you want to ask me? I mean, we can shoot with it, and then I'll give you my honest opinion. And also, I'll post the links up on our stuff and everything and get your name out there. And I think it's great. I mean, what exactly, if you don't mind me asking, is your deficiencies that you're dealing with right now?
I have spina bifida.
Spine bifida.
Yeah, it's a lifelong thing. So.
Yeah. So are you in? Are you in a wheelchair?
No, I'm not. I wear leg braces and I walk with forearm based crutches.
Yeah.
Forearm based crutches. Yes. So.
And you've had this lifelong.
I've had the braces lifelong. The crutches have just been the last 15 years or so.
When were you diagnosed with a spina bifida?
Well, at birth.
Oh, man. So it's like a constant battle. How much pain is it, huh?
Honestly, not a whole lot of pain.
Nah,
not
what's
really.
The duty? What's the duty? It just affects your back and the way you walk and everything like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing they can do?
Nope. I was born with a hole in my spine. They closed it up. That was all they could do.
Wow. Well, you made the best of the hand you were dealt with, brother.
Absolutely did.
Yeah. Give your fucking spine the finger. Make the best of it. And like I said, you get out to us on the 19th. You're our guest. Bring a couple people with you. We'll have a blast. Take you out to the bar with us afterwards. Maybe the strip club. The end of that, huh? Was strip club action?
Well, I'm not gay, so.
Well, we'll all take you to a male strip club if you were. I don't care.
No, I'm definitely not. So.
I don't care, man. I'm friends with everybody. As long as you're a good guy, I don't care.
I love that kind of thing.
All right, well,
I live the gimmick. What can I say?
We'll have a blast. That's it. You're my guest, so come on down.
Yeah, like I said, I got a couple months. I'll work something out.
Do it up. Do it up.
So.
Do it up. August 19th through the 21st. No excuses.
Well, there may be a surgery in there somewhere, so there may
all right,
be
well,
an excuse.
That's a viable excuse. That's a viable excuse.
So.
All right, Ace. I got to roll, brother. I got to roll.
All right, then. I want to thank my guest, Danny Cage, for appearing on the show tonight. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, thank
Have
you, brother.
Night.
Love you, man. Be good, man, and you know, keep doing your thing.
All right, love you too, bro.
All right, bro. Later, man.
And that was my guest for tonight, Danny Cage of the Monster Factory Professional Wrestling. And since there is nobody else on the line, I am going to end this show early because, honestly, I don't feel like talking to myself. So for Danny Cage, I am Ace Diamond. This has been Matt Chat. Good night, everybody.